Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. This is Lee Brekeen, your host of the Sports Scouting Report. Today's show, we're going to talk about the LSU game against Florida State. I'm going to recap, get my 2 cents. Also, we're going to recap week one of high school football. It's great to see high school football again. It's my favorite time of year. I love the other sports programs, but I just love me some high school football. But we're going to talk about high school football around the state, and I'm going to point out some games that I thought were really, really big-time wins for some programs. Some great matchups. But we're going to go ahead and start in the first segment. We're going to talk about LSU. I want to thank my sponsors before we start, the Bug Man. Give them a call, 923-BUGS. Or 2847, 923-2847, the Bug Man. Also, Medine's Collision Center. Give them a call at 357-7983, locally, area 225, Medine's Collision Center. Also, Gage, thank you, Gage, for being a big supporter of our show. Treads and Care, Devin Holly, appreciate his support on Hooper Road in Park Place. You want to check Treads and Care out. Also, want to thank John Harvey Toyota, and also Gross Savon. Gross Savon is a big-time sponsor of ours. Give them a call to set up any future hunting or fishing trip or eco-tours. 337-598-2357 is the number to call. It's a true sportsman's paradise, Gross Savon. I went recently and caught close to 50 trout. We fished at Big Lake in Lake Charles, and we were really, really had an incredible trip saltwater fishing with Gross Savon. And the water was muddy, and people weren't catching fish, but we did. Really great to get out on the water. I want to go ahead and start the segment today about LSU, recapping the Florida State game. This segment, we'll do 2 segments on it, and then we'll talk about high school football after. But my thoughts on the game is I really thought the game would be close before the game. It's always the first game. You're not going to be perfect the first game. The most disappointing part of the first game was special teams and defense. Offense is always going to struggle a little bit in your first game. I did not think that Jaden Daniels had a good game. For a half, he tried to run too much and actually threw 3 quarters. And when they went to a prevent defense in the end, he was able to throw the ball. The biggest takeaway that I have from the game is, and I saw this in practice the last 2-3 years in college football, and if all the listeners will probably agree with me, but there's no tackling in practice. And I think that's a problem with college football in your first game or two. You're trying to get used to tackling the other team, and you're not used to doing it because you're not doing it in practice. And if you noticed, LSU, every time they tried to sack the quarterback for Florida State, Jordan Travis, they couldn't tackle him. They weren't used to tackling. And you can tell it hurt LSU. And Florida State had that one game under their belt where they tackled. I know they played a D3 school the first game, but still – the point I want to make is, you know, tackle football is what college football is. I mean, that's what it is. And LSU struggled to tackle, running backs. They had a lot of missed tackles doing that. And they just weren't used to coming up and making tackles. And I think that was the difference in the game with special teams and poor quarterback play in the first 3 quarters. Now, the quarterback play, I expect it to be a little shaky because you got a new starter. He can run. Man, Jaden Daniels can run. And he looked good in the fourth quarter. And I don't think the O-line's as bad as people said, you know, it looked. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about LSU. But, again, I think poor tackling was the key in this game along with special teams. We'll talk more about defense and talk about the kicking game and talk about toughness, too. That's something that Kelly's trying to restore back in the program, a commitment, a toughness, and they're just not there yet. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We got another segment on LSU. The last three segments, we're going to recap week one of high school football. But I want to go ahead and talk about LSU, the game with Florida State. You know, as bad as LSU played, they played bad for 3.5 quarters. They fumbled two punt returns. They had a field goal blocked. They had the extra point blocked at the end, which is, whew, man, that was rough. And they had a shank punt, remember? Special teams was the worst game I've seen probably in the history of me watching football. It's just one of those nights. You can correct that. And LSU has talent. And with all the problems they had, even poor quarterback play for 3.5 quarters, they still only lost by 1 point to a team that's really an 8-4 team but an improved team. Florida State, well, you know, they might could go 9-3 maybe, but they're definitely better than they've been. I don't think LSU is ready for the setup. You know, the dome, it wasn't in Tiger Stadium. You got a young team. And, you know, I was telling people this the other day. Kelly reminds me so much of Saban. When he's coming in, he's tried to install the winning commitment to not only school, but to go, you know, being accountable, you know, whether it's going lift weights or, you know, being on time for practice. And I still think they're working through that. You know, Saban's first year, they lost to UAB. They lost to some little schools. They had some tough losses. But he was trying to get his team ready and built mentally and to follow a future role of just commitment. And I still think they're trying to get that done, and that's not something that's overnight. And, you know, I predicted them to go 10-2. I'm going to fess up to that. But the one thing I forgot about was that when you bring a new coach in, toughness is the biggest thing that you have to have, and knowing how to win. These guys haven't won games in 2 years. And when you don't win games for 2 years, you kind of forget how to win. You know, and Kelly mentioned that about a week ago in a press conference. I don't know if people caught it, but he's like, look, we're trying to get these guys to learn how to win again. But I'm going to tell you, I'm still pumped. I still think they got a chance to go 9-3. They're not going to go 10-2 like I thought, but 9-3 still the ability to do that. And I think Nussmeier will get his opportunity to be the quarterback, like I've always said. I think he's going to be the guy. And I think Daniels will still help the team. Because, man, he can run faster than most of the running backs in the United States. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start recapping high school football. Week one that just finished in Louisiana. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and, of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357 and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Just talked about LSU. And again, I still think they could go 9-3. I think Kelly is still the guy. Just got to get some kinks worked out. And special teams, you can correct. Moving forward, they need a little bit better quarterback play, which I think will happen. And defensively, the tackling. The reason I think they lost the game is because they couldn't get off the field. I think Florida State was like 9-13 on third down. But again, poor tackling. not coming up hitting, not used to tackling in practice, has affected a lot of teams the first game or two. Just something I want to point out. That's something that's different in football now. They don't tackle anymore in practice. High school football, let's go ahead and start. We'll have three segments of this. The big win to me of the week in the state was Woodlawn of Baton Rouge being shut out by University Lab. I'm going to tell you what. I mean, I'm not shocked that U-High beat Woodlawn. I'm just shocked the way they beat them. You know, 25-0 is a statement win for a team that just won a state title and lost a lot of their starters. And Woodlawn has just about all their starters back, except a few on offense around Ricky Collins. But, I mean, Ricky's got a big O-line. They got a lot of talent back on defense. They got Jordan Matthews, who's committed to Tennessee at receiver and DB. There's a lot of talent at Woodlawn. They just have to put it together. And it is one game. St. Thomas More, I thought that was a big win for them. They have a new quarterback. They have a couple of sleeper quarterbacks. They won 61-12 over Como. Avoyelles, this is one that really was crazy. Avoyelles High School beat Marksville 72-18. 72. This is the team that never punts and they never kick. So they're always going for it. And they also, when they score, they do onside kicks. Marksville, you got to love watching them play. Another game that was interesting to me was Riverside beating St. Thomas Aquinas and Hammond, who's got a great program, 62-23. They are loaded on offense. Might have the best running game in the state in either Class 1A or 2A in the whole state of Louisiana. Another game that I really thought was big was Lutcher beat Thibodeau 62-35. Thibodeau's loaded with talent, but, man, over 100 points in this game. Brother Martin shut out Madison Prep 17-0. Wow, the Crusaders under Mort Bonice. That's a huge win over Madison Prep, who has a good team. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue on talking about games from week one, both South and North Louisiana. We'll be right back. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. I'm your host, Lee Burkine, the Sports Scouting Report. We're talking high school football around Louisiana. I'm just going back and forth, south and north. I want to mention, before we talk about more scores, go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, to order your issue and get yourself a copy of the North Magazine, the South Magazine, or get a digital copy. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com, our website. You can't find it in stores this year because just with the COVID, coming off of COVID and gas prices and everything to deliver, we're just sending them out, you know, in-house as a family. We're sending them out from whoever orders on our website. It's a 300 schools, 12 colleges, the big recruiting section, the All-Louisiana team for the North and South. I think people love that, and especially the Class 1A to 5A previews, really in-depth on every team. I put my heart and soul in it, and be sure to go to LAFootballMagazine.com to get you a copy. It'll take about, you know, 7 to 10 days to get it or sooner. Continuing on with big games, I thought Rummel, Archbishop Rummel's big win over Ouachita and Monroe was huge. Rummel's a very young team out of New Orleans, 42-28. If you'd have told me Rummel would score 42 points against Ouachita a week ago, I would have told you you're crazy, because Ouachita is very good. Byrd beat a very good team from Texas, Pleasant Grove. Byrd beat them 34-7. That is a statement win for C.E. Byrd. Wow. They've got a good quarterback that came back this year for Byrd. a lot of good coaches on that staff at Byrd. Great program. Benton beat Northwood 34-12. That's a huge win for Benton. They got a great quarterback in Gray Walters and Dawson at DB and a lot of great receivers. And they're a sleeper team, Benton High School. Karen Crow beat Alexandria High School 55-20. That is a statement win to me. This is a runner-up 2 years ago in the state championship game. Alexandria High School, that's loaded with talent. They've got six D1 seniors, and Karen Crow puts 55 points on them. Another big win, North Louisiana. West Monroe beat Sterlington pretty impressively, 24-7. Even though Sterlington's not 5A like West Monroe, they're coming off the state championship game last year in 3A, and they're loaded. And look, this is a huge win for West Monroe. Sterlington's got one of the best rushing attacks in the state, and they return 47-50 Letterman. It's a huge win for West Monroe and the Rebels. Cecilia beat St. Martinville 35-33. What a great week one game for two of the best teams in the Lafayette area. St. Martinville was so close to getting to the Dome last year. Cecilia's got a great team this year, and so does St. Martinville. They have Harvey Broussard, who's a big 6'3 receiver, who I think LSU's going to offer in the end. He runs a 4'4 and one of the top track guys in the state. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the rest of week one in high school football. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
What does a bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. This is Lee Burkeen, your host, the Sports Scouting Report. We're talking high school football. We're recapping week one of high school football in Louisiana. Continuing on to talk about some big games this past week. Denham Springs, coached by Coach Britt Beard, who did a great job at Live Oak High School, by the way, beat a very good Mandeville High School team 28-13. I'm going to tell you something. Denham Springs has a very good team. Offensively, they'll probably average 28 to 40 points a game. They've got two great running backs, McNeely. They got another kid that's really good. They got a really good quarterback in Money. And they got a good O-line. They got a big O-line. They got a very good team. Might be the best Denham Springs team in many, many years. Warren Easton beat Ruston. Here's a statement win in overtime, 25-19. Warren Easton has one of the best linebackers in the state of Louisiana, and they also have a great offense again. And Ruston is loaded. Ruston's got a chance, I think, to go to a state championship game this year. Good Counsel of Maryland had a little payback with Catholic High at Baton Rouge. They played last year, and Catholic won in Maryland. This year, Good Counsel won 38-35, but what a great game. I wasn't there, but I heard Catholic and Good Counsel had just – they were back and forth all night long. You know, Shelton Sampson had a big game. Catholic's very talented. You know, they got Daniel Bill at quarterback, but they're very young on the OD line. And I think over time they're going to be just as good as they were last year. They're just very young in the trenches outside of a couple of senior D linemen they have back. Houghton, big-time statement here. They beat Red River, who's got a great team. Red River had two guys on our All-Louisiana team, two linebackers. Houghton beat them 35-0. Big win for Houghton and Coach Brotherton. Lafayette Christian. I know they got a great program. They won several state championships. But they beat Acadiana 38-21, which is really impressive. You know, Acadiana's got a state championship-type team this year, even though LaTerrence Welch signed with LSU and they lost some other kids, like Bob signed with Alabama. He's going to junior college, the big DN. but Acadiana's got a lot of talent back. Great, great statement win for Lafayette Christian, beating the 5A team, Acadiana. Neville, here's a win that, you know, they say a win's a win, a loss is a loss. They won over Evangel Christian 8-0. That's a baseball score. But this is an improvement for Evangel Christian to only lose to Neville by 8 points. Evangel's going to be a team this year that's going to be shocking everybody. You know, once they get out of these tough non-district games, they got a couple of tough ones this year. But you're going to see an Evangel Christian team that's going to make a run that could go deep in the playoffs and maybe a state title game. I think Evangel Christian's back. And the final game I want to talk about is North Shore High School. This kind of shocked me a little bit. I saw some of the game. They beat Dutchtown. Their best player, Dutchtown's best player, Dylan Sampson, is playing for Tennessee. Actually had a touchdown in week one for Tennessee and over 60 yards rushing. North Shore won the game 13-0. I think Dutchtown's got a very good team. They just need to get better at quarterback. They got a new quarterback, Oquan, who's going to be good. He's just very new. And they just got to get the running game going. They got a good running back at Dutchtown. It looks kind of like Sampson, if you want to know the truth. But I think North Shore's got a heck of a team. Bobby Sanders does an incredible job. And actually, we'll play some comments that Bobby told me at the game. I've got some taped comments from Bobby Sanders. Bobby used to coach at Rummel and coached Jamar Chase. We all remember Jamar Chase now with the Bengals. Bobby Sanders was his receivers coach at Rummel. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Again, go to the website, get the magazine, and we look forward to talking to everybody this Friday. We have the quarterback from Barb High School, Will McLean, one of the top quarterbacks that no one knows about for the class of 2023. Will McLean will join us this Friday from Barb High School. Looking forward to seeing everyone Friday. Everybody have a safe week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.